Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend, Sam Norwood. Sam is back. That's right. So just about coming up on his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC and the guy who brings us his Tatum Survey of Business Conditions every month, where he polls people just like you out there in the marketplace, hundreds of people just like you, to find out what they're thinking, what they're seeing, what they're projecting to be coming at them in the next 60 days. And he's here to talk to us about that. Sam Norwood, welcome back.
Hey, it's a great pleasure to be back. And looks like we took a little rest last month from what had been about 6 months of improving conditions, but the outlook looks much better. Little rest.
The past 60 days looks like a little tossed salad. And the next 60 days looks like a green pastures. Sam, what's that all about?
Well, you know, what happens in any time you've got a trend, there are wavelets within the trend, and we took a little breather in this month of March. Maybe it was because it was so cold. Of course, I'm kidding about that, but gosh. Mm-hmm. I think it showed up as it did in our survey at the end of the month, employment took a little breather, and that showed up in the statistics last week when mm-hmm. they released the employment report. Despite that, sort of a flat month in the prior 30 days, the 60-day outlook is positive and green. So we think there's going to be a resumption of this growth, and in this outlook, there were two items that were particularly strong, and one was the capital availability and pricing,
mm-hmm.
Where the banks are lending. They've got money to lend, and they are aggressively trying to find clients worthy of borrowing
right.
and in need. And the second thing is capital expenditure commitments look like they're very strong in the coming 60 days.
This is the most interesting report that you brought us in a long time, Sam. To go from, if I couldn't see these green arrows in the next 60 days, if I didn't know that, I would think that we were possibly, based on the employment report recently, the number we saw on unemployment participation is lowest it's been since 1979. We got low GDP growth, all that. If I didn't see your future 60 days report here, I'd be thinking we might be heading toward a recession. But you guys say it's going the other way.
We think it's more positive, and time will tell. But we've been exceedingly accurate in the short-term outlooks. Most surveys do their survey once a quarter. We do ours once a month, and we do it with the same participants. So the trend is mm-hmm. Much more reliable than you might think. Most other surveys go out to sort of a great population, and ours are essentially the same people. So historically, we've been very accurate, we see it as being positive for the next 60 days, some of the scary stuff.
And also, your people, a lot of your people are in that mid-range of the economy, aren't they? They're not tiny.
Yeah, they are.
They're not little bitty, and they're not great big.
Right. They're up and operating companies that have intelligence about their customers and what's going on. And they're medium-sized and small and medium-sized companies, not the mom and pops, but not the giants either.
Right. No, exactly. And so So that's good news, Sam. I mean, I'm looking forward to some kind of good news. We've been, as you know, we've been sitting here for over 4 years now with very little good news. Let me rephrase that. Very little sustained good news, right?
Yeah. We've had several months, and then we get a letdown. In the last 3 years, there's been a pattern like that, mm-hmm. moving up, and then we don't sustain the positive trend, and we dip back down and get all concerned. We don't see that happening yet. It might later yeah. this year,
yeah.
but for right now, we see the future 60 days
and
being
I like
positive.
It. I like it from your poll to God's ears. That's what I say. 20 till right back with Sam Norwood. And more to come. We're going to delve into some of the details of these green arrows, ladies and gentlemen. I like these green arrows. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Say what you see, bitch, but don't ask me why. Love never seems.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.